Midargyle Community Pool, or MacPool, is a social enterprise owned and operated by Midargyle Community Enterprises Limited and is a registered charity. Swimming Pool opened in March 1996 after many years of fundraising and has since supported the community of Midargyle to stay healthy by providing swimming and water-based exercise for all ages and abilities. The enterprise recently took the plunge and embarked on a major development to broaden the facilities and services, with more than £1.6 million raised to transform MacPool into MacPool Activity Hub. And here to talk more about it are John Gurr, Fiona McAlpine and Kim Ritchie. I'm joined by John Gurr, Fiona McAlpine and Kim Ritchie from MacPool and Midargyle Community Enterprises, because we've just seen the reopening of the new improved swimming pool and facilities. But I'm going to ask each of you just to maybe introduce yourselves and say how you're connected to the MacPool. John, welcome. If you can say a bit about yourself first.
Yes, thank you. I came to Argyle just before lockdown and got involved in the community, actually with the Feeding Argyle programme. So I worked with a number of people within the council, which was a great introduction, and ended up meeting Kim, who asked me to join the pool in 2020. So that's how I joined. I've got a retail background in supply and logistics, so that's why I got involved in the Feeding Argyle program. In 2021, Kim asked me to take over as chair after her retirement, after 9 years on the board. Since then I've led the board through the development of the new facilities. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, so I'm probably the longest serving involvement with the pool, and I joined the board of Mastel in 2011 under Sue Hillman when she was the chair, and I took up the reins of focusing on staff development and customer service at that stage. In 2015, Sue decided she needed a vice chair to work with her because she was looking towards retirement. So I took over that role. And the key job there was to work with Sue and other board members to develop ideas for the redevelopment and expansion. So we did that. And I became chair of the board in 2017, October, when Sue retired, and served until I retired from the board in 2021, when I handed over to John.
Lovely, thank you. And Fiona?
My first job at the pool was way back in 1996 when it first opened, as one of the lifeguards, and then went away and rejoined as the pool manager in January 2019.
Excellent. We'll come back to reflect on your knowledge of the history of it all, but And John, you certainly picked a time to get involved in community volunteering. It's absolutely in at the deep end, but sorry, that was that. No pun intended. But you've had the joy of seeing the redevelopment come to fruition. So tell people who maybe haven't been and seen the new facilities yet, what's that meant for MacPool?
Yeah. So. MacPool had a 20 metre pool, which was well used, but the changing areas and facilities there were quite old and tired after sort of 20, 25 years. So the redevelopment really tried to look at how we improve the experience for people and provide better facilities. So we've got a more welcoming foyer and viewing area, and that's important when you look at, I think it's 200 people doing swimming lessons now, Fiona, of an evening, 4 days a week. The foyer gets jam-packed with parents trying to watch their children, and you can imagine what that was like before, where it was like, you know, parents trying to watch their kids from a corridor. So that's improved access. We've got better changing areas, much needed upgrade to that. We now have a fully accessible community space and cafe, and the community space for meetings, for organisations, for treatment rooms, for and for doing exercise classes and that kind of thing. We have soft play facilities for younger children. We haven't quite got the level of size for older children, but you know, 5 years and below, sort of, early stage primary and below, is very good. So that's really the development. So we're looking forward to those being well used. Initial feedback's very good. Our community have come back to swimming with a vengeance. And I think with COVID closing us before we had the redevelopment, we've probably got 3 years worth of kids swimming lessons to catch up on, which is going to take a while to get back to normal.
Well, it's brilliant, because I know it's been a long held aspiration. I know, Kim, we've spoken a number of times, and it's been in the planning and a lot of hard work and fundraising and things to make it happen, hasn't it?
It certainly has. I mean, it all really started back in 2013-14, when it was obvious that the pool was showing signs of wear. And we felt that rather than just patching it up, we should actually do something to give more to the community. And also in long term, said we, you know, the things that we put in, things that have been achieved here, were done with extensive community consultation. And those were the things that the community said they really wanted. And obviously what happened was we realized we needed some more space in order to achieve this, and we got a grant from the Scottish Land Fund, which was great, over £300,000 to purchase the CAB building and Riverside Rascals, so we could actually expand the into the CAB building and do that. So we had the plans, we had the building, we just needed 1.7 million quid, which we decided to build around two funders. We had a funding strategy which looked at the big lottery and the Regional Capital Grant Fund, and the remainder of smaller funders and local businesses, and crucially members of the community. And so that was a lot of hard work. We were supported by Kerry Grant, who was our project manager at that stage, putting the grants in and pushing those through. But we need to say that the first big grant we got from the RCGF, the Regional Capital Grant Fund, was very much thanks to Fergus, Audrey, Leanne, and all the other people in Fergus Murray's team, who really, really pushed for that and really helped us to get that initial 400,000 quid, which was the seed corn, I think, for the rest of the funding. Then the good old National Lotteries stumped up 770,000, which was super. And then we built on that with other funders, many other funders, local businesses, and fantastic response from members of the community to sponsor our Seascape campaign. And when you come to the pool, and other people who want to visit the pool can see the list of all of the businesses that contributed, and also this fabulous seascape that one of our very talented duty managers, Laura Clark, has created, which gives all the names of the people who contributed to the seascape. So that was lots of hard work, but by late 2020, we got the money we needed to issue an invitation to tender. And then McLeod's, John, you were involved in the tender process, but that we awarded McLeod's the contract in February 2021.
We did.
And here we are.
Yes.
So yeah, it was a lot of hard work, a lot of support from both external funders and the community and the council.
It's remarkable how you're getting that first commitment of a decent amount of funding just can give everybody else the confidence to get on board and make it happen, and not least either from all of you of being able to show that there's a strong board who've got the skills to deliver it, which is it's a big part of a lot of these projects in Argyll, absolutely. So hats off to all of you as well, and I mean, John, maybe before we go back and ask Fiona to tell us maybe about some of the her recollections of the far history, I mean, presumably it's going to open up a lot of opportunities and revenue streams for you as well in the future.
Yes, it absolutely is. I think, you know, we've said before that swimming lessons have taken off quite well. I think, you know, there's lots of opportunities to use these facilities for, you know, kids' parties. We've now got the facilities to actually do those well. I think it's fair to say we've still got to grow into our new operations. So sort of some of the newer things, the cafe and soft play and these facilities, we've still got plans to develop and grow them over the next year or two. I've lost my train of thought now. I think we've still got capacity to grow. During the day, I think we've got capacity, and one of the things that we were going to say to you in terms of you and your colleagues, I think, you know, there's a real opportunity to use these facilities, you know, with people working from home. And it's not actually just about Mac Pool, it's about all of the facilities we've got in Argyle. If you're working from home, you know, how can we work with the council to promote health and well-being and use these facilities during the day flexibly so that, you know, you can work around sort of exercise? Because if you're working from home, you know, that's important that you get you move around and you have some time away from your screen. I don't know what you feel about that, Pippa.
No, absolutely. We promote sort of well-being, it's multifaceted, but certainly sort of that physical health and well-being is important, and I'm a great one for say if you can get away from your desk partway through the day, it just gives you a bit of a refresh and a bit of perspective, and we've certainly got flexible working hours policy, so people can potentially take up the opportunity to use it sort of less than peak times and use your facilities and that of other groups similarly. So we'll absolutely look to try and promote that, because we've done a lot through COVID. I think it's with a lot of organisations, it's just up the level of focus that we should all have on that, and the importance of looking after ourselves as well as everybody else, which is, you know,
yeah.
I think it can only be a good thing.
Yeah. I think the other area of opportunity that we are going to be, well, we're working with schools and the council on, is how can we promote and get schools utilising our facilities more than they currently do. I know there are lots of financial issues around the cost and transport costs and that, but I think trying to find a way through that would be really good.
And I think getting certainly where we live in a coastal location, getting access for our schools and things to so that kids have swimming skills, when you see the focus on water safety and things these days, is is an important issue.
I think it is, and I think for us, it's important that we're not only providing those skills to children whose parents can afford swimming lessons. You know, the beauty of having schools provide that support is that we're also providing those to you have that access to all children, regardless of whether they can afford swimming lessons or not. So that's really positive, I think, in terms of what we can do going forward.
Absolutely. And Fiona, you've obviously got a long history, as you said, starting as a lifeguard when the Mac Pool started, but you can perhaps remember then back before Mac Pool, and what was there before, and why it was so important to get Mac Pool built, and
Yeah, I think lots of people that are kind of early 50s and beyond that will remember the old pool in Ardrishig that was part of the school that was there at the time. Wasn't particularly a great experience, I have to say, but that's where I first learned to swim when I was in primary one and two in Tarbert School at the time. So it did meet the purpose, but it wasn't very pleasant. So when that was finally closing its doors, it was great that the kind of Middergill community took on the gauntlet and created Macpool. It carried on the access to the sport for a lot of people in the area, so which was brilliant at the time. And yes, when we opened our doors in 1996, it was madness and mayhem. Every session was full. It was just totally bonkers. But it was great to see the support locally, you know, for what the board at that time had achieved, and that the community had achieved to kind of keep going the fight to bring that from an idea to actual standing in place and able to get in and get wet. So, yes.
Have things changed?
Not really. I mean, you know, it's like, it was funny when I came back in 2019, it was very familiar. There was very little had changed to the actual building or the plant room or anything in that time. So it was like coming home. It was a very weird experience.
Our case rests. We've done nothing since 1996, and it was time for a revamp.
Yes, it was. It was badly needed. But having said that, it stood the test of time. So yeah. Hopefully what we've done now will also, you know, be still fit for purpose in the years to come. Certainly 20-odd years down the line. So, yeah, great. And it's just, it's great seeing people back in after being shut with COVID, and obviously for the people back in the building. It's a very strange space when there's nobody in using it.
It's been a strange time, hasn't it? Because any facility like yours that was planning a closure with COVID as well, it's been longer, and you know, it does feel like there's that pent up demand for people to get back into social spaces, or you know, into sort of health and fitness. And I mean, what can people do who are thinking about, I mean, we've covered sort of kids parties and classes, but I know before you did quite a lot of adult classes and things. So what's on offer for people to tempt them to come and get fit again?
Well, apart from just swimming, which is obviously the main activity, we've started back the various classes. So we've got AquaFit, we've introduced the FloatFit, which is like standing on similar to paddle boards, but they're tethered to ropes in the pool and you do all sorts of exciting activities and whatnot on them, fall in quite a lot as well, but that's part of the workout. And they're going really well. Great workout for the core without actually realizing you're working your core, so they're good. We've got the aqua bikes, so that's the kind of spin classes in the pool, which are great. You have to go under the water, you're just sitting on a bike, so and you can work. We can have one class that can cover all intensity levels. You can work at your own pace and what you feel comfortable doing. So, yes, lots of things like that. We've just starting our round of adult swimming lessons, also technique lessons.
I'm starting one of those adult classes tomorrow. Ooh. I'll let you know how that goes.
You're selling tickets.
Oh, so is this an admission that you weren't a swimmer before taking up the chair, John?
No, I am. I'm not a good swimmer. I'm on the intermediate level, so it's learning how to improve your stroke so that, and improve your fitness so that I can actually go and swim in the sea.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
So that's the idea.
You mean the sea around Argyle? You told me you wouldn't go unless it was 25 degrees.
My wife swims and I don't like swimming. So this is to try and improve my confidence.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, it's a good point because, you know, wild swimming is increasingly popular and, you know, especially in this area. So you're actually making the point there's those kind of lessons can actually help with that. It's not one or the other, indoor or wild swimming. So
yeah, absolutely not. I mean, I do both, and I wouldn't miss my swims in the pool for anything, but I still love going out and swimming in the lochs and seas around our barn. Both are great.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we're just getting ready to hopefully start introducing in the new year is kind of touching on the kind of wild swimming and how it's taken off throughout COVID, is we're looking at running similar to what used to be the kind of rookies, like rookie lifeguards for younger people, but it's kind of getting them in and not just hammering up and down a pool that can get a bit boring, but bringing them in and starting to work, bit of team games, bit of life-saving skills, but just basic water safety for all these youngsters that are now, you know, confident going out paddle boarding and all that kind of stuff, just to make sure they've got the skills that if they get into difficulty that can help them. So we'll be starting that in January as well. So it's really important to us to know that the kids that are out there are safe.
No, it's, I mean, feels like there's been such a kind of take up of things like paddle boarding and kayaking that, yeah, it's so important to make sure people are safe in doing that, because it kind of looks idyllic. I know I get sucked in with this idea that one of my dogs could balance on the front and I'll just paddle along, and I'll perhaps underestimate the kind of work I'd have to do on my core strength, I think. So maybe I should come to your classes on that. Not to mention underestimating the calmness of my dogs, who are probably not prepared to sit just nicely like those in the pictures on that.
Yeah, all it would take for mine would be a seagull and that would be him off, so yeah.
And I suppose, I mean, you touched very briefly, but I'm sure there's a lot of parents who are really pleased to see your soft play open for the local area too.
Yes, it's certainly the kids that come in and play in it certainly seem to enjoy it. The noise that comes out of there at times means that children are having an awful lot of fun. The bonus, of course, is that parents can sit back, relax a little bit, and have a nice cup of coffee at the same time. So it's not too bad.
Coffee's excellent. Really good coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, I mean, there's lots on offer for people, as you've outlined. And yeah, mustn't forget the cafe and things so people can come and join in. And it looks fab. I'm looking forward to coming in, having an explore with you all. So I'm guessing we want to leave people with a big plea to come in, if they haven't tried out the facilities, to come and explore the classes, and particularly take up the sort of off-peak times in the day to come and use all the great new facilities that you've got.
Absolutely. We are really wanting to kind of encourage people that haven't used it before, frightened of swimming, just come and see some of the other stuff that's on offer that doesn't mean you have to get your face wet.
as a regular consumer of MacPool, I'd say that you've got a fantastic set of teachers as well. They really are. I mean, some of the great, very inspirational, and really get you working and get you going.
So yeah, we've managed to build fantastic a good team. So.
Oh, that's great. It takes a whole community, doesn't it, to pull these things off, and MacPool's just a great example of that community action in Mud Argyle. So no, we'll hopefully we can encourage a few people with this podcast to come and try it out, and I'll certainly promote it to staff to encourage them, because it's absolutely a great thing to do. So thank you all, and thank you for your hard work in getting it across the line and getting the new facilities built and open. Well done.
No, well, thank you again. Yep, and thank you again for all your support. As we said earlier, you know, we wouldn't be here without the continued support of the council. So it is really important, our links with yourself and, you know, the various teams that we engage with. And just a last thing, all our details and our timetables are on our website. Anybody that's thinking of coming swimming, best to check the website timetable first, because it can change last minute. So
Okay, no, we'll try and include a link to the website and when we put it up and all the details, but no, thank you. Great to see it up and running and being enjoyed by so many people. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to John, Fiona and Kim for talking to me and for all their hard work in getting the MacPool Activity Hub to this point. I was able to check out the facilities earlier this week and they are fantastic. So if you haven't tried it out, please do. And if you want to find out more, please look at macpool.org.uk for further details. This podcast.